It's time for our regular checkup with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Toby. I hope you are well also.
Not too bad. Thank you very much. We are hearing much more about the potential increase of COVID testing, such as testing in schools, care home visiting and travelling too. Elizabeth, could you tell us what actually happens when you're tested?
First of all, Toby, there are different types of tests. The one I'm going to describe is called a lateral flow test. Also, pharmacy staff have been instructed just to take a nasal swab on its own, not the one from the back of the throat. First of all, it's vital to make sure your hands are washed thoroughly and the test is performed really with as little chance of contamination as possible. Now, the basic test consists of a long plastic implement with a thin cotton bud on the end. This is the testing swab. Now, 6 drops of the testing fluid, that's placed in a little plastic test tube, and the sample is taken by swirling the testing rod in each nostril for about 10 seconds. I can only describe the feeling as a type of tingling. And yes, sometimes my staff sneeze, obviously all precautions taken if that happens. The sample is then put into the testing fluid. And you just make sure that the fluid is mixed carefully with the sample. And then 2 drops are placed on the test kit. It looks, Toby, very like a pregnancy test, although smaller in size. You put the 2 drops at the sample end, and then you can watch the fluid migrate up the test to form 1 or 2 lines. Now, 2 lines means it's positive, and 1 line negative.
What happens if the test comes back as being positive?
Well, the member of staff has to self-isolate clearly and book themselves in for something called a PCR test. Now, these are the government testing sites which you hear about on television and also on websites. What I'm hearing is that the positive lateral flow test may result in a negative PCR test. So it's not always straightforward, I'm afraid.
And you've been telling me that a lot of people have been approaching you about eye problems they are experiencing. Can you tell me more?
First of all, I would like to say absolutely up front, the best person to deal with your eye problem is, of course, your optometrist, the one you go to for glasses and checkups. But what we are finding is that people are just dropping into the pharmacy, first because of our accessibility.
Elizabeth, what sort of things are you seeing?
A red eye is probably the most prevalent problem that I encounter, certainly. The problem with a red eye is that it can be because of a multitude of conditions. One of the first things I think about is, well, what age is the person? Clearly a 10-year-old presenting with symptoms can be quite different from a 60-year-old. The next thing to check is it both eyes that are affected? It's useful if the person can describe what the eye feels like. Is it gritty, sore, itchy? I always check if there's any sensitivity to light, or if with glasses, if they wear them, to read the writing on a piece of paper. Is their vision blurred or the writing distorted? These 2 things at present are what we call red flags and need immediate referral. There are a lot of allergies going about just now, and with asking a bit of history of the problem, whether there's any discharge or not, we can come to a conclusion whether we can treat for an allergy or a sticky eye, bacterial conjunctivitis. That's 2 examples. The best thing to do for a sty, although I always get asked for an ointment when they come in, is to use hot compresses as often as you can, and it will eventually come to head and disappear. Now, finally, the most dramatic looking eye is the bright red eye. Now, that can appear first thing in the morning, and friends and family are usually really worried and send the person out for advice. But with the right answers, it's generally something called a subconjunctival hemorrhage. Now, that's a blood vessel that's burst, giving this quite alarming red eyeball. Now, that's nothing to worry about, but I can't emphasise enough. Eye problems should be seen by an optometrist. And if it's something we can help with in the pharmacy, they can send us a note of the diagnosis and treatment to be given. And we're happy to help just reassure people, I think, in the first instance.
Exactly. Some very useful information and advice there, as always. Elizabeth, if people would like to get in touch and maybe ask for some advice, where can they find you?
Well, there's a Facebook page called Call the Pharmacist, I'm actually being asked a lot of questions there, which is interesting. Now, there is an RNIB library ebook or audiobook for people in RNIB. So please, if you want to get it, get in touch with RNIB. It's called Call the Pharmacist. I also have a website, all the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Thank you, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Toby.